AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump has ended security details for former top officials facing threats from Iran.
People familiar with the matter say the president stripped Diplomatic Security Service protection for ex-Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and top aide Brian Hook. Iran blames both in the killing of a top military commander 5 years ago, and the Biden administration gave them around-the-clock protection the past 4 years. The president's move to end it came a day after he yanked the Secret Service detail of former National Security Advisor John Bolton, whom Iran has also targeted for assassination.
We're not going to have security on people for the rest of their lives. Why should we?
Though a former Biden administration official says the Trump administration is well aware of active threats against all three men. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Senate has confirmed President Trump's pick to lead the CIA. John Ratcliffe was Director of National Intelligence during Trump's first term. Also, the Senate has advanced the nomination of Pete Hegseth as Defense Secretary on a 51-49 vote. A final confirmation vote is expected tomorrow. AP correspondent Lindsay Barr reports on Emilia Perez's success in Academy Award nominations.
It was an incredible day for Emilia Perez. Netflix's sort of gonzo trans musical drama, whatever you want to call it. It's so many things. It got a sweeping 13 nominations, which is by far the most. And it was somewhat closely followed by Wicked and The Brutalist, but yes, it was definitely a mandate in favor of Emilia Perez, which has just been growing and growing ever since it premiered at Cannes and Netflix acquired it out of Cannes. And you know, Netflix hasn't won a Best Picture yet, so this really could be their year. This could be their chance.
This is AP News. The California legislature is helping to finance the cost of the Los Angeles area wildfires.
The California state legislature has approved a more than $2.5 billion package to help the Los Angeles area recover from its recent deadly wildfires. The funding will help with the state's emergency disaster response efforts, like evacuations, sheltering survivors, and removing household hazardous waste. It'll also help local governments streamline approvals for rebuilding homes and assist school districts in rebuilding facilities. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom proposed the funding last week. The move expanded the focus of a special session he originally called in November to prepare for legal battles against Republican President Donald Trump. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Saquon Barkley are finalists for the Associated Press 2024 NFL Most Valuable Player and Offensive Player of the Year Awards. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.